no love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost 100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack, Ricky Waters, better run that dope back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400 down, bitch, you wish you saved
bitch,
that.
I'm a boss. I play the shot. I call the cops. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, let's clean that with my motherfucking crown.
Yes, I'm definitely a boss up in this mother. You know what I'm saying? Welcome, folks. Welcome. This is the lovely Forever the Realist. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very, very blessed to make it to another Monday causing mayhem in cyberspace. Now, tonight, folks, you know, we're celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, you know, but I definitely had to do a show still because, you know, it's nothing like, you know, telling history and being able to actually play the I Have a Dream speech live on Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's my, I like saying that. So I have a lot in store for you tonight, folks. The topic is bump it or dump it. Now, for the past few shows, I have been telling listeners to hit me up in my inbox and give me, you know, new little ideas and suggestions when it comes down to Forever Hot Topics. And I had got one of these, you know, suggestions from a coworker. Shout out to Miss Siobhan, you know what I'm saying, because she did that. Bump it or dump it, you know. In this business, of course, you're going to be judged. People are going to have opinions. People are going to like you. People are not going to like you. You know, the purpose of this topic is not never to bash anybody. It's all love, you know, kind of like just seeing what the viewers feel, you know, is viewers' choice tonight, is listeners' choice tonight. That's how we're going to do it right here on Forever Hot Topics. You know, people are going to always have something to say. And it takes a strong artist to just take it, run with it, and just do what they do still and humbly and to the best of their ability. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, folks, tonight to me is a special night because I love change and I love new. So the topic is bump it or dump it. I will be playing a snippet of a song, and I will answer a caller, and the caller will answer the question. And the question is, bump it or dump it? And that caller will be like, you know, bump it. If they say bump it, I will play the whole song. If they say dump it, I will be like, womp, womp. And that would just be the end of, you know, that part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep it moving. And please stay tuned because the Dr. King special will be coming up soon, and you don't want to miss out on that, you know. 2012, man, I must tell you, have been a very, very interesting start. And I'm very happy to say that my company, Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, is official and, you know, about to hit the spotlight soon. You know what I'm saying? Big Wig. A lot of people ask me, like, Big Wig. Why Big Wig? It's not Big Wig. It's Big Wig. It's one word. Big Wig means boss. You know, you hear boss, boss. I'm a boss. She's a boss. We're bosses, of course, you know. But I wanted to do it in a way that's different, and I'm, you know, seeing a word that I never heard really, you know, people say. And I just took it and ran with it like football. And then my homeboy, you know, Case the Great, had a lot of influence in that decision also, you know. So that's what that's about, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just keep it at that, you know, Big Wig ENT / Hoodie Boy Productions. You know, for the year 2012, it's a lot of changes. And I'm looking for, like, people who are willing to play some kind of role in this business. Either you're a good assistant, you're a good manager, you're a producer, you're an artist that's looking for studio time, instrumentals, you know, stuff of that nature. If you're interested in anything in regards to Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, you could go ahead and call 323-365-7856. That's 323-365-7856. If no one answers, please leave a message, and someone will get back to you as soon as they can. And I'm so happy and honored to say that the first artist from Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, Trey Love, hit single, A Boy Needs a Girl, will be hitting the waves Valentine's Day, February 14, 2012. Watch out for your boy. He is too smooth, and he coming at you with that smooth, hot single, A Boy Needs a Girl. So check it out. You can also keep up with information on Trey Love at his website, treylove.com. You know, so just like every show, I have to show recognition to Tupac, you know, because he is, you know, one of my favorite rappers and always will be, you know. It's not no one like him, and there will never be anyone like him. He has made major history, of course, among many other artists. But as far as the West Coast, you know, I was born and raised on the West Coast, you know, L.A. to the Bay. And this is my home, and I appreciate Tupac's legacy, and I'm keeping it alive on Forever Hot Topics. So I'm just going to start it off just like that. So turn it up, because I'm about to play Keep Your Head Up. That's a definite.
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh, and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare.
I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady and make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when it's weird to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Another night, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics. It is definitely mayhem right now because your girl ain't playing no games. It's listener's choice tonight, participation in the topic, dump it or bump it, you know. So I got a caller right now on air, 323-448. What it do?
What up with it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right about now, it's time for the topic, bump it or dump it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a snippet of a song.
Yep.
And you're going to tell me to bump it or dump it. If you say dump it, I can't play it. If you say bump it, I'll play it from beginning to end.
All right. Oh, for sure. Okay, but let's go.
All right. So right now, I'm going to play Element Radio.
Nigga, who you think got a flow that can melt the sun? Watch the whole world burn from my throat erupt. Got black boys singing that he's dope as fuck. They don't even understand half the quotes I wrote. No insult, move like satellite signals. Rip over instrumentals, need no intro. I'm authentic as wind blow. Pimp.
So, bump it or dump it? What do you think?
Beep. 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 You know what that means?
It means that's brakes what, or backing that, up or something.
That's when a dump truck is backing up. That's the noise it makes when a dump truck is backing up. Yeah, I dumped that one, man. It just started off too noisy, man, and the rap is too, I don't know, man. It just sounded a little too white boy commercialist to me. I wasn't feeling it. None of my homies in the street over here this way, we wouldn't be rocking that one right there, no. Dump it.
Uh-huh.
Dump it.
Dump it. Well, you heard it, folks. That was a womp womp situation. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it is listener's choice tonight. And the answer was what?
Dump it.
Let it be known. Here we go. Here we go. So thank you so much, caller, for participating in the Bump It or Dump It. And you have a wonderful night.
Yeah, yeah. Good looking.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
Yes, folks. Well, you heard it live. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like that. It is listener's choice right now on Forever Hot Topics. It's time to let it be known. This is what I feel as a listener. And it's wonderful for the artist, you know, whose song it is, because they have to have experience with criticism, good and bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is right now on Forever Hot Topics. It's definitely, definitely mayhem. So we're going to move on. So what's up? 213-880. Caller, you're on the air.
What is good, Devin? What's up?
What's up, boo? What's going on? You got Miss Fields in the mother butt spaceship. Cali Chicks. What it does?
Hey, now.
Oh my goodness, it's so good to hear you guys' voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy that you guys are participating in tonight's hot topic, Bump It or Dump It. So what's going on?
You already know we got to support our girl, so yeah.
And I definitely appreciate it. Definitely. Definitely.
We just be, you know, studio grinding and stuff, but, you know, we'll make that happen.
I mean, and that's just something that I do know. I mean, because when you're a serious artist, that's what you do. You be busy. You know what I'm saying? If you have all this time wasting, like, you're not accomplishing what you can, what you really can, you're not living up to what you could really do, you know, what you're really capable
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Well, you already know we can go on all night talking, so let's keep it on to your little topic.
Hey, you guys are my girls, and you know whose show this is. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how long it takes to get to where I need to go. People need to understand the love that I got for these people. So, oh, my goodness, is my girl Kay Unique on the line, too?
Yes.
Hey, Kay Unique. Woo, woo, Kay. Hey, Unique, and Miss Fields right now, folks, right here. I can't believe it. I feel like this is just too much for me. The Cali chick is in the motherfucking place. I'm so excited, you guys. You guys are very hot and talented. So this is wonderful. Wonderful. So here we go. Bump it or dump it. I'm going to play a snippet of a song. And you're going to tell me to bump it or dump it.
Okay? Gotcha.
All right, here we go.
Sean Devine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Want to ride? What you think? Bump it or dump it?
You know what? I like the little hook, but I mean, I don't know. It's something off about it. So I'm just gonna have to say.
Like, what do you
it.
Think? Like, what's off about it to you?
Yeah, I think it just took too long to start, and I feel like. I don't know if it's just something wrong, like, technically with the radio station or, you know, me being in the car on the phone, but it just sounds like it's low, like his, whoever, like, wherever he recorded his shit at, it just sounds like it's too low. Like, I don't know.
So what do you say right now of forever hot topics, bump it or dump it?
Right now, Miss Phil saying on forever hot topics, dump that shit.
Dump that shit. You know what, people? And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Tonight it is listener's choice. And that's what matters to me. So, sorry, cannot play She Wanna Ride. You know what I'm saying? Which is so sad because I am featured on that song. Oh, snap. But you know what? It is what it is. I love it. I love
okay.
it. So, yes, people, y'all heard it right here, live on Forever Hot Topics. Man, I got two dumps right now. It's so exciting to see people. It's going down. Thank you guys so much.
I did give the credit, though. I said he had a cool little hook or whatever. It sounded cool, but, I mean, he just needs to, whatever it was going
whatever
on.
Whatever it was, it wasn't right to you, and that is what matters right here and right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. For sure.
Yes. I could definitely dig it, you know. And if you guys want to do, like, another one, you know what I'm saying? You can. You're welcome to, you know, keep, you know, participating
okay.
in the bump it or dump it topic.
For sure, okay. You know,
okay,
you know.
Ladies.
Okay.
All righty. And shout out right now to the West Coast Cali Chicks in the Mother What Spaceship. And you better know it, right?
Thank you.
Okay. It's on everything.
Hey, so you guys enjoy the rest of the show and have a wonderful, wonderful night.
You too.
All right. Take care. Yes, yes, yes. It is mayhem right now on Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is bump it or dump it. Right now, bump it got zero and dump it got none. I mean, wait, I'm sorry. Bump it got zero and dump it got two. So what it do, folks, tonight, right now, call in and share your opinions, 310-861-2316. 7. It is what it is. It is listener's choice tonight, and it's definitely going down. Artist preparation for the viewers of others. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So right now it's going on 6:30. The time is 6:26 p.m. And right now at this moment, I would like to take it to another level. But before I do, I'm going to play Drake. Now, I'm a fan, you know, it's a lot of artists that I like and, you know, things that, you know, I admire. And I was listening to Drake's new album and I'm like, damn, like I really like this song. This song is really hot. So for right now, I'm about to play Drake, Proud of You, featuring Nicki Minaj, because this joint is hot right here. You know what I'm saying? And after this music break, it is time to shine a light on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So don't miss out, folks, on this wonderful show right here, right now, on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Let's get it in, folks. Turn it up.
Woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the inside. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard, knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your rights. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta rough roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday, records on the RBO. Send this to pop out on the realest field. That best legal team, so the deals is ill. That smack OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the entourage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibe, bitch.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are.
I mean, all I can say is
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell.
fucking, you know you are.
You know you are. Hey, I'm liking this. This is some suaveness right here. You know what I'm saying? Hey. You know, your girl Forever the Realist loves her some Drake, folks. I love me some Drake. I might have it to where I just got to play one Drake song every show, you know what I'm saying? Because Drake is just too much for me. He is so for the ladies and the fellas. Like, you just, his swag is just significant, you know, significant. But it's the business. It's the business. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Drake. You is the business. So moving on, folks. It's a holiday today, and I am so honored to sit here and share some history of Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm all about Black history. I'm all about, you know, what people have done in the past to make things the way they are today. You know, I really like to, you know, research them and study them and keep them in mind because these are very important people. You know, back in those times, I mean, still today there's racism, of course. I mean, I think it's more like it's there. I don't want to say it's just there. I don't want to say it's worse because I never lived back in that time, so I don't know, but I know it's pretty bad right now. Right now it's very bad. I believe that racism is alive and well right now in 2012, which is highly sad, you know, even though, you know, it's just amazing how it was a big deal, but it was a major mark in history. How, you know, Obama is now our president and, you know, his skin is not of white color. Like, so it's amazing, but yet and still, like, you hear the things that people say about him and others and, you know, a lot of disrespect, a lot of people not having faith in him, you know, as American citizens, you know what I'm saying? But you hear a lot about skin color and you hear a lot about racism and discrimination, and it's sad that it still exists because we're all human. You know, we all have to breathe to survive. We all have to eat to live. We all have to pee and do the number. Like, we are living in this big bubble in fight of survival, regardless if you have millions of dollars or if you have none. You know what I'm saying? It's all about survival and being smart. You know, that's why every creature has a defense mechanism. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, fight to survive. You know, everybody's the same. So it's colorblind over here. Look, I'm going back in time. It's colorblind. You feel me? Because it doesn't matter what skin color you are. We all have a struggle. If there was a motherfucking bomb or that blew up the whole whatever, like, we will all die. Like, so we need to come together more so than what we already have and start to find that love again, because I really feel like, you know, love don't exist anymore like it should. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm going to give a little bio of Martin Luther King, who he was. And right now this is a special moment because this moment is the time to, you know, share some history. And I will be playing the I Have a Dream speech live on Forever Hot Topics. So it's Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And right now, I'm about to share the bio of who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was, for those who, you know, don't know. So, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15th, 1929. You know, He was an activist and a prominent leader in the African-American civil rights movement. He is best known for his role in advancement of the civil rights in the United States and around the world, using his nonviolent methods, following the teachings of many, many people that he looked up to. King has become a national icon in the history of modern American ways. He was also a Baptist minister. And then he became a civil rights activist early in his career. He led the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and helped found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which is the SCLC. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech, which is the most famous speech worldwide. There he expanded American values to include the vision of a colorblind society and established his reputation as one of the greatest orators in American history. In 1964, King became the youngest person to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for his work to end racial segregation and racial discrimination through civil disobedience and other nonviolent means. By the time of his death in 1968, he had refocused his efforts on ending poverty and stopping the Vietnam War. King was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. And so that's why today, January 16th, 2012, we honor him with the Dr. Martin Luther King Parade that was a definite success earlier this morning, you know, and it is what it is. And you can also find this bio on the Wikipedia and Google and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So right at this moment, I just wanted to share some history to the listeners of who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was. So at this moment, folks, I'm going to take the time to play the I Have a Dream speech right here, right now, on Forever Hot Topic. This is a very important day, a very important moment, and let's turn it up and listen to a life-changing speech. Turn it up.
At this time, I have the honor to present to you the moral leader of our nation. I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today
in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. That the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time
to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be.
Yes, people. Yes, people. That was a snippet of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear the rest of it, you could go ahead and check it out on YouTube. Yes, full of resources and information. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you. I agree. Yes, folks, welcome. Welcome. This is Mayhem Monday. Forever hot topics right now. The topic is bump it or dump it. Listener's choice. You know what I'm saying? That's when I'll play a snippet of a song, and then the caller have to tell me to bump it or dump it, and I have to do what that caller says because it is listener's choice tonight. What you just witnessed, listeners, is my Dr. King special. You know what I'm saying? So happy birthday and much love and respect to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? And if you missed the Dr. King special, you can go ahead, you know, later on and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's very stunning to me, though, because as I was, you know, listening to what he was saying, we kind of like in the same situation, but it's like all of us, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's all about colorblind, because the economy is, look at what's going on right here, right now, today. Look at the effects of today. You know, people still got to fight. We still got to fight for our rights. You know what I'm saying? So it's survival of the fittest. The strong survive. You know, people know your roots and know your history, folks, and know that I know one thing my mom always told me, that there's nothing new under the sun. So wake up, people, and see what's going on today, because it's sad to say, but a lot of stuff that he was saying back then is, it reminds me of today, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, so just keep your eyes open and know the real deal of things, you know what I'm saying? So that was an honor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., RIP, and that's just what it is right here on Forever Hot Topics. So moving on to the topic of the night, Bump It or Dump It. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. I'm going to play a song that I've been wanting to see what was up. So that's what I'm going to do. I have a caller right now, 424-207. What's going on, caller?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Let me hear something. What you got?
You know what, girl? I'm going to play. Let me see. And thank you so much for participating in the Bump It or Dump It topic of the night.
All right, so right now
I'm going to play the snippet, and you're going to tell me to bump it or dump it. Got it? All right. So right now, you know, I had a young man, Venom, you know, who was on my show, and I played his high single, Put It Down. So right now I'm going to play that, and then you tell me what you think.
All right. I'm gonna snip it. Yeah. Yeah. While we on it, nigga. Rolling in this motherfucker. Look. Stop, bitch. I be in the center like Kareem. Baby, wake up wet and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me.
So what you think right here, right now? Bump it or dump it?
Bump that shit.
What? Hey! Bump that shit. I heard that. That's what I'm talking about. Venom, if you're listening, you got a hot little track right now. You got a listener right now who chose to bump that shit. So right now, folks, I'm going to play Venom, Put It Down. Is that what I'm going to play?
Huh?
Is that what I'm going to play?
Yeah. Bump that shit.
All right, folks. Let's bump that shit. Here we go. Right here on Forever Hot Topics, Venom, Put It Down. Turn it up.
Yeah. We on it, nigga. Rolling in this motherfucker. Look. Stop, bitch. I be in the center like Kareem. Baby, wake up wet and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. Heavy in the sheets. Bitches know I am a beast. We started
pussy drip drop. Turn it over, flip flop. Pussy good, dick rock. Cause I lost time on my TikTok. Yeah. All I do is beat her, send her home so you can eat her. Treat the pussy wrong. All you do is treat her. Never fall in love, even if she is a keeper. I just killed a pussy, aka Grim Reaper. Bitch, like fucking with a paid nigga. Oh, you like sitting on chrome, bitch? AKA Young Grave nigga. Oh, you ain't never seen a lone dick? Put it down like it's too heavy for me. Bitches out there, stay ready for me. Then you can take this whole dick, cut that off, kill switch. I be in that center like Kareem. She wake up wet, and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. Heavy in the sheets, bitches know I am a beast. If we start at one, then we don't finish till three. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me.
Heavy for me. My ass down like it's too heavy for me. T.O. top, she can feel me in the belly, homie. When I'm in them, they be chirping on my brother T. Tell her the earliest I can come is 12. She ain't just so me. She say she got an extra G if I get on my feet. She love my music loud, that's when I pull up banging me. She snuck in before you hit the corner, blast number three. I'm like, ooh, your fish aren't sound right, so me. He's a mix of sex on the beat, sound great to me. I'm floating in my 7 deuce, on my way to Malibu. Speed limit all the way, not trying to see the red and blue. Got them safe and sound, it was her plus two. A triple had a triple decker, probably your bitch too. No footage, E-40 with it, no fingerprints. I ain't heard about to say some of the realest shit. I could fuck a million chicks, but only love one shit.
I be in that center like Kareem. She wake up wet, and she think it was a dream. I swear I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. Heavy in the sheets, bitches know I am a beast. If we start at one, then we don't finish till three. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me. I put it down like that shit was too heavy for me.
Put it down like that, it's too heavy for me. I put it down like that. Hey! Yes, folks, that was the first bump it of the night. Venom, put it down. That's what it do. Check out your boy on Facebook, Google, and then et cetera, to the caller that chose to bump it, and everyone else out there listening. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to move on to the next caller. What's going on, caller?
424-207,
caller. What's going on? So you're participating in the bump it or dump it topic of the night on Forever High Topics.
What it do, what it don't do. Let me know what's up.
Okay, so right now, I'm going to play a snippet of a Cali chick blowing money fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here is the snippet.
Pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, horse, and niggas guaranteed to get it. Call me the captain.
All right, caller, caller. Hello? Oh, my goodness. See, this must be a black person. Because this is just too much for me. Hello. Oh, my God. Do you guys hear that, listeners? Like, check this out. This is live right now on Forever Hot Topics. You got a gentleman who was participating in the Bump It or Dump It, engaging in other activities as the song was playing. Like, who does that? Caller, are you on air?
Hello.
Hello. What is going on? Where is he at?
No, he just walked away from the phone.
How he just gonna walk away from the phone? He need to get back on the phone. Like, who just, oh, dang. Well,
What happened?
Well, he was listening to the snippet and just gonna really walk away. Folks, do you see how people is in this world? I love this show. This is terrible.
No, he was taking care of some business, but I told him, you know, Devin and let her know what's up.
That is crazy. Well, how he just gonna walk away in the middle? You know what? He get a womp womp, and his opinion don't even matter right here, right now on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give that to another caller. That's all right, bad. All right. Y'all womp womp right now. That was so ugly, people. You know, I just want to apologize for the rudeness of that situation, and I'm going to move on right now, and I'm going to continue and salute to the Cali Chicks, because that was not the business. I don't appreciate on my bump it and dump it time someone going to go ahead and not even listen to the song, not even ask questions. That's a no-no. See, I wish I had one of his songs right now. But anyway, I'm going to move on right now. And I'm going to go to caller 310703. Caller?
What's up with
you? The floor
is
yours.
This is your boy Tato. This is your boy Tato. What's up, Evan?
What's going on?
I just want to tell the world, man, you know, if you ever go through life problems, man, you got to say a prayer and then just be a player. You know what I'm saying? Your boy has been going through some shit. And I was like, fuck that. Let me call the rest of the world. Let them know, man, life ain't no good. So you ain't got your mind right, but my mind right. As far as, like, that caller who was hating before you even played it. Man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers
right.
Out here shit.
That was
these
so disrespectful.
Just waiting for hating. And I had a motherfucker
hating
Tupac yesterday.
Like, who does that? Like, and I like this show because I like to show the viewers out here and the listeners, like, how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what, like, people in this business go through all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can take the time real quick to go ahead and listen to a snippet of it. Like, that really hurt my feelings right then and there. You know what I'm saying? But, Festo, you know, I just want to ask your opinion right now. I was just playing the Cali Chicks, Blowing Money Fast, and I just want to get your opinion. So right now what I'm going to do is play a snippet, and then I want you to tell me what I should do. Should I bump it or dump it? All right, here we go.
Man, I gotta say bump it, because this whole game is mixed off of fucking up other people's mixtape songs. And if people don't get that, then they can just kiss ass. Because, you know what I'm saying, pretty much what they was doing was showing you what they can do to these $100,000 beats that we can't afford right now. So when we do the chance to afford, we're going to fuck them up the same way the motherfuckers you heard first on them. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely is a bump it. You know what I'm saying? Whoever was hating, I can't knock their opinion because the world's full of opinions. But damn, haters really are starting to multiply.
But you know what? And that was even on the news, that there is so much evil in people. I mean, of course, there's been evil before and throughout the history of time, but not this kind of evil. It's like evil is evolving, like in a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that for
was,
real.
I just don't understand it. I really don't. That was some craziness, you know. But I definitely, definitely thank you so much, regardless of everything. You chose to call Forever Hot Topics tonight and give your opinion on the topic, bump it or dump it. You know,
man,
what
you know
I'm saying?
How we do
so,
in L.A., man. Give it up to Forever, man, our radio station, man. Holler at your boy. You're going to see us tonight at the club. What's the club forever?
The Second Street Jazz.
Hey, we there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sobering up, man. We there, though. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I definitely had to call in and say, what up? What to do, West Coast?
And that's definitely what it is. And again, thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
All right, all right. Well, y'all heard that. Cali Chicks, Blowing Money Fast, is definitely a bump it. So, turn it up.
Pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stand. That's our MO that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly. Call me the captain, cause I got you shook. Murdering niggas with my verses, fuck it with my hook. I'm charged up like a ram, attacking trick. On the grind, making money, but I spend a grip. On that Fendi, Louis Versace, I must be a clock, everybody watch me. All money is illegal till you get caught. That's why we spend the money fast, they watch us like a hawk. Jumping out a new whip, healing push to start. No sleep, get this money like till dark. I chase my niggas every time I chase my ride. I ain't no hoe, that's just the model that we live by. Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. The haters hate to see me when they see me fucking with it. I'm a beast, something vicious. Big crib, got the maid doing the dishes. I'm hot, a sauna. That's how we live, I'm a fucking piranha. So y'all goldfishes, I blow money. You get your money by snitching, bitch, it's funny.
I'm blowing money out my pocket like a millionaire. Feeling like Donald Trump, all you haters stare. It's blowing out like fairy dust, just call me Tinkerbell. I got my nigga ready just in case I need bail. Because he snitching that bitches, be quick to tell. My nigga ready with the burner, make you bitches yell. I'm tricking cash out my ass cause I got it. I like my money in my pockets and it's knotted. I got expensive habits, that's cause I got it. Making money in this game is no option.
Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, add it to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly.
I'm getting paid while you bitches in the fucking days. Try and find me, you trapped in the fucking maze. And you can find me by the light that my diamonds make. And when you find me, it's a pot of gold up in my safe. If you want, come here, bitch, let me see you take. Take this bullet to the front of your fucking face.
Booyah. And you better know it, folks. That was the Cali Chicks, Blowing Money Fast. Was definitely a bump it. From a caller for tonight's topic, Bump It or Dump It. Check your girls out on Google, Facebook, Reverb Nation, all that. Yahoo, the whole shebang, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, people. You know, I must say, tonight is going really, really swell. And I like this new topic, Bump It or Dump It. I'm going to definitely have to do this more often, you know what I'm saying? And just to go out to anybody, you know, if you have any ideas, suggestions, any thoughts on Forever Hot Topics, go ahead and inbox your girl on Facebook. That is Forever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R. Space, the realest, I-S-T at the end, no space. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Friend your girl. You know, I'm friending anyone who's interested in your girl. That's just what it do. You can also keep up with things on Twitter at Forever 323, F-A-E-V-E-R 323. You know what I'm saying? And earlier in the show, I was discussing my business that I'm just so happy to say I have. You know, I must say, when, like years ago when I first started rapping, you know, back in the day, my boy CO, who is the producer, the one who does my beats under Hoodie Boy Production, CO used to tell me all the time, like, you know, you need to get your own studio. You need to do your own thing, you know. It doesn't stop here. You need to be more than just a artist. Like, you need to venture out. And I've always been like, but I'm an artist, though. Like, I could never learn that stuff on the screen. Like, what is that anyway? All that track stuff, like, that stuff I was just not into, you know. I was like, I'm into my 16 bars, like, 3 to 2 times on this song. Or if I'm being featured, like, I was just only worried about me as an artist. And he used to tell me that all the time. Like, man, you need to, you know, do your own studio thing. And so, being a black woman in this male-dominated business, you know, I talk about that a lot. Matter of fact, on the next show, I'm going to have female artists only. I'm going to be interviewing female artists, and we're going to talk about, you know, how it is being in this business and you know, not having, you know, like, famous people already or people that got big bucks to have our back. Like, we're all doing it through a hustle by ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as women. It is a struggle. It is, because we're looked at as feminine and easy to just, you know, manipulate, I guess, or just take for granted because you're a woman, just like that mechanic dude when you take your car in and he think you don't know what's up about cars and telling you something wrong with your car when something really ain't. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of women know what I'm talking about, and I find it very important. But I love the fact that I come across a lot of women that are gracefully, humbly sticking to the game and playing their cards as right as they can. And I definitely want to show respect, and I want to shine a light on those women, you know what I'm saying, that I've come into contact with, and people that's also just, you know, listening to the show and, you know, want to comment on that situation. So, yes, folks, that's definitely, definitely what it is, what it is. And earlier in the show, I was talking about how, you know, my company, you know, Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, now that I finally took his advice after many, many years later, but at least I did it, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I never did it. Got to give everything a try, you know, wear different hats in the gang. So Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions is looking for artist, assistants, management, A&R, PA, whatever you feel role you can play when it comes down to Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions. You can hit your girl up on Facebook, you can inbox me, or you can call 323-365-7856. That's 323-365-7856. Or you can email me at thug_miss@live.com. That's thug_miss@live.com, LIVE.com. Also, for the year 2012, artists that's already have been interviewed on my show before, you're welcome to schedule new dates for upcoming events, upcoming things that have changed. You know, I've come in contact with a lot of people that's been on my show that has been through some changes. And I'm willing to promote, you know what I'm saying, get it in, support a friend. That's my movement, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, the first artist from Big Wig Entertainment / Hoodie Boy Productions, Trey Love, will be coming out with his hit single, A Boy Needs a Girl, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2012. So check out that hit single. You know what I'm saying? Play that joint in the background of a romantic dinner and et cetera, et cetera. I ain't gonna give you no more game. I got to get paid for that. So no more game. So, yes, his album, Full of Myself, will be coming to you soon, you know what I'm saying, around the summertime. So keep a watch out on that. You can also keep up with my boy on Facebook, you know what I'm saying. You can also keep up with him on TreyLove.com, Blog Talk Radio. He also got the Tuesdays cracking, you know what I'm saying. So watch out for my boy because it's full throttle. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what's going on right now. Definitely at this moment have to give major shout out and recognition to Chip Star. Chip, Chip. You know what I'm saying? That's a definite, you know, definitely doing their thing to the best of their ability and doing it quite well. You know what I'm saying? So check them out also on YouTube, Tycoon TV. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook. You know, you can also Google them, you know what I'm saying, and check out their song, Google That-ish, you know what I'm saying? So as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is play Google That Shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just what I want to do. I feel like hearing it. And yes, and also to all the upcoming artists, actors, people who want to be in this business, you know, it's all about the internet these days. If you guys don't know that, but you better know, because that's what it's about. It's all about the internet. All these gadgets and devices that they're coming out with these days, it's definitely all internet-based. Soon our radio stereos and our cars going to be internet-based. Like, the reality of the situation is real. So if you serious about your craft, are you serious about what you do, get your stuff up there. Get your stuff out there. You know, do your Facebook page, do your YouTube page. You know, get it cracking the best way you can. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that's about. So, just get it out there. So many resources that's out there for you to promote yourself. So if anybody could look up your name in any search engine, they can find something on you. You know, that's also good because it's worldwide and it's definitely convenient when you want to network and et cetera, et cetera. So this is a wonderful time to play Google That Shit by Chip Star. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to bump that. Look, this is my moment. This is my moment on Forever Hot Topics. So I choose right now to bump Boo That Shit. Chip, Chip, turn it up.
Loudy on the track.
You can Google that shit, bitch. Google that shit, bitch. Google that shit. video, then watch that shit on YouTube. SBACE12, get ENT the crew. I don't give a fuck about what you knew. Tycoon TV, we the truth. Who wanna wet get down like us? White girl mob, now watch me bust. Call me a nigga, I'll fit your throat. Natural shit, this ain't no joke. I don't give a fuck about where you stay. Talking that shit like you from the Bay, my nigga from the East Side. Oh, don't play. You better not come to the 818.
Loudy on the track.
You can Google that shit.
Where to go? Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's
to the prodigal.
Sometimes I try to do good, but I just can't be. It's hard to get myself to do things that ain't me. And y'all should thank me, but my haters busy trying to send me home early. But you can't do all the same me. I ain't a saint, B. I ain't a god, y'all. I ain't an angel neither, but I try hard, y'all. I'm lighting up for all my soldiers at war as I sit back and watch the ashes on my cigar fall. Wayne just came home and tipped back on the yard, dog. Guess who hosts ain't the only one playing hardball.
Light, it's not for me. I close my eyes.
Cyberspace on Forever Hot Topics, getting it in, winding down. Yes, folks, I believe, you know, that it was a very successful night. I am definitely, definitely feeling the Dump It or Bump It listener's choice. You know, it gives the opinions of others, and, you know, it's tough in the reality of what you really want to do. And I like to expose everything, you know, so that's just what it is. So the topic of tonight is Bump It or Dump It. So right now, let me see. I'm going to play JT. Now, JT was an artist who was on my show before. You know what I'm saying? And I liked his song, Ride It Out. But tonight, folks, is people's choice. Look, people's choice. Viewer's choice. Listener's choice. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So right now I have a caller, 323-235. What's up?
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Devin.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much.
Sorry I couldn't make it to the video shoot today.
You know what? The video shoot today was canceled.
Womp.
Yes, it was. Canceled. But it's okay because we're going to reschedule it and it's going to go down. But tonight, we're going to be at the Second Street Jazz Bar and we're going to be doing some stuff at the club tonight. So if you want to slide through there tonight, you know, you
okay.
can do that.
Where that's at?
So. That's off of 2nd Street and what is that? Okay, it is on, it's 366 East 2nd Street. And it's off of 2nd Street and I don't know, girl, damn. It's like going towards like the east side.
Oh, okay, that's what's
like
up.
Going towards the east side way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so the topic of tonight is Bump It or Dump It. Okay, so I'm going to play a snippet of a song, and you're going to tell me to bump it or dump it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the song I'm going to play is Ride It Out by JT. So I'm going to play a snippet. Here you go.
One shot to get my mind right. Two shots for the rhyme. One shot to get my mind right. Two shots for the rhyme light. Three shots for the limelight. Yeah, the feeling good. At least I think the feeling good. At least I feel like the feeling good. At least I think it is.
Okay, so what do you think? Dump it or bump it?
I don't know, the beat sound cool. I was really trying to, you know, hear what he was saying.
Right.
I don't know. It's, I guess I like the beat. I wouldn't bang it, you know. I want something I wouldn't bang in my car, but that beat sound cool.
Okay, okay. So what do you think?
Huh?
Bump it or dump it.
Who is that?
JT, he is an artist. And he's amongst many other things, too. He also has directed movies and doing other things, like, you know what I'm saying? And this is his music side, you know. So I'm just playing all underground music. And it's basically, you know, listener's choice tonight. And these artists need to realize that they're always going to be, you know, criticize. Somebody always going to have an opinion.
Right.
So
well, my opinion
is, like
I don't
mayhem.
Know if I wouldn't know at the moment because I wouldn't bang it in my car, but I like the beat, though. So.
Huh. So it's a,
I guess
a
you can,
sticky situation.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's down, right, if I can hear what he was saying and talking about.
Yeah, so if you decide to bump it, I'll be able to play it from beginning to end. If you decide to dump it, I have to move on to the next.
Oh, well, move on to the next.
Oh, that was a dump it, folks.
Well, let's hear what you got
folks.
Next. What?
You know what I'm saying? You want to hear another one?
Yeah, that's cool. And it's the same artist?
No, this is going to be a different artist.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, I'm going to play Mac Lucci.
What?
Have you ever heard of Mac Lucci?
No. You know I'm all getting right. old, Devin. I don't know these people.
Well, you know what? That is the pleasure of having this show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you can check out his music, and you can decide if you want to dump it or bump it. But he is a new artist with Doggy Style Records, and he's just doing hot stuff right now. So he got the pre-hustle out. He's doing his thing, you know, and he's all over Facebook, all over YouTube, you know.
Okay.
He's just doing it like that. So I'm going to play a snippet of Cali Life.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me to bump it or dump it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Brain, baby Snoop Dogg, white girl on the blade, she from Utah, we get it, Master Kush from the weed clinic, that pretty car, pretty tinted, that's me getting it, smoke weed every day, Nate Dogg, they say.
Okay.
Dump
so.
That.
Oh, goodness gracious, you are a tough, tough listener.
Bump it or dump
terrible.
That. What? I could have made that.
That is terrible.
I could have made that song. What?
OMG. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's one of my favorite songs. And see, folks, that's the difference
of opinion. I know you
were going to
say something like that. That's my favorite song. What?
That is one of my favorite songs, girl. be bumping
the
that
Cali
song.
The Cali Life. What? You could have made that shit.
Oh, my God, girl. You is killing me right now.
You could have made that.
Oh, my goodness. But thank you so much in participating in the Bump It or Dump It Forever.
You are welcome.
Hot Topics.
You are welcome, and I will call you later.
And that's what it do. All right, holla.
All right, bye.
Yes, folks, know that it is Mayhem Monday. And it's Forever Hot Topics. And it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're live right now with your girl, Forever the Realist. And the topic for tonight is Bump It or Dump It. It is listener's choice tonight, folks. You know, I am definitely, definitely feeling this topic. And I'm going to have it a lot of times on this show. You know, I look at it like this. It's a deep situation because it's like, as an artist, people going to have opinions about you. You know what I'm saying? Some people going to like you. Some people not going to like you. Some people going to buy your shit. Some people not going to buy your shit. You know, it's best to just know that. And I have the opportunity on my show to actually, you know, put the fire on and actually see what the viewers think of the music that, you know, is out there. You know what I'm saying? And each caller is only one opinion, but it's an opinion, you know. That's why I think this topic is the business, and I will be doing it on future shows. So if you're interested in the Bump It or Dump It, you know what I'm saying, keep a lookout for when the Bump It or Dump It topic will be on for the night. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, moving on. Earlier in the show, you know, because today is a holiday, so we're celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. We're honoring him today. And the parade, you know, the Los Angeles parade that is held, you know, Monday of every year, January 16th, was a definite success. Everything went well. Earlier in the show, I had a Dr. King special. So if you missed out on that, you could go ahead and go to the beginning of the show, like mid or whatever, and listen to the Dr. King special, which was a bio and also a little snippet of his I Have a Dream speech, you know what I'm saying? And I also gave little, you know, a little bit of information that's obviously known probably, but some people don't know. Where you can find the things that I've shared about the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Also, any artists, actors, models, A&Rs, DJs, anybody who's out there that wants to have an opportunity to promote their music and promote their talent on Forever Hot Topics, go ahead and holla at yo girl, because I am scheduling for guests on Forever Hot Topics show. You know, so you can go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. You can inbox me at Forever the Realist, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the realist, I-S-T at the end, no space. You could go ahead and keep up with things on Twitter at Forever323, F-A-E-V-E-R 323. And as far as Big Wig Entertainment / Hitty Boy Productions, if you feel that you can fit any role in the whole empire, go ahead and give your girl a call at 323-365-7856. If no one answers, please leave your name and your number, and well, you know, and a little bit of the reason why you called. And someone will get back to you as soon as they can, you know. Right now, I want to take the time. Attention, attention, people with talent. Attention, attention, people with talent. The best of the West. Underground Artist Search, hosted by Dismos, will be held at 366 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, at the 2nd Street Jazz Cafe. If you're an artist and you're interested in displaying your talent, go ahead and do so. The dates are January 27th. Make sure you have your pens out, your pens and your pad. Let me give you some time. Best of the West Artist Search, Rick Hard and DPG A&R Big A presents The Best of the West, hosted by Dismos. Underground Artist Search. Yes, yes. So people should be having their pens out by now. Okay. So the dates will be January 27th, February 5th, February 10th, and February 24th. And for any other shows, you know what I'm saying, you could check it on out, you know what I'm saying, all on Facebook, and just go from there. So it'll be different artists, people there, you know, looking at you. So make sure when you come out there, you come with your swag, and you come with that confidence, you know what I'm saying? Saying, and you bring it to the best of your ability, you know, best of your ability. That's number one. And me as an artist, I'm going to be performing there, you know, so that's a definite. And, you know, so come check it out. It's going to be held at, you know, the 2nd Street Jazz Cafe, 366 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, California, like the downtown LA area. You know what I'm saying? The dates are January 27th, February 5th, February 10th, and February 24th. Rick Hard and DPG A&R Big A presents Best of the West Underground Artist Search, hosted by Dismos. You know what I'm saying? So the booking number is 213-924-1902. That's 213-924-1902. So holla and get it in. You know what I'm saying? Flyers are everywhere. You know, we're promoting, we're getting it in. Know that there are opportunities out there, so take them. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. So, be a part of that, especially if you have talent, you know what I'm saying, that you feel is impressive enough to be seen, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So, and even if, you know, just regardless of whatever, whatever you're going through, trials, tribulations, whatever, just know that you are unique, you have talent, and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's all about, I got to say about that on that note. So shout out and recognition to Serious Pimp Clothing. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. Because it is what it is. All right, so moving on. I'm going to play right now a little bit of Katy Perry. That's what I want to hear tonight. You know what I'm saying? Fireworks. I want to thank all the callers. All the callers. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys are the ones that I need. you know what I'm saying, and some, you feel me? And I just, you know, I respect and I thank you that you took the time out to call Forever Hot Topics, and that's just what it is. So I got to give much shout out and love and respect to all the callers that called in tonight. You know what I'm saying? Your opinion was bomb. I think everything was fun. Everything was in lightness. You know what I'm saying? Just like a little roast. But, I mean, it is what it is, because you never know what the viewer is going to say. That's the interesting part about it, people. That's the interesting part about it. So right now I'm going to play some Katy Perry Fireworks, because that's what it is. You know, it's Motivation Day. You know, we keep it in light. Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, he was all about peace. He was all about support of his people. He was about what's fair, and he was a fighter and a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's crazy to play Katy Perry, but, you know, like I say, I'm colorblind. It's all about what she's saying on this song. It's all about what she's saying. So let's bring it together, folks. I'm doing it right now. Making Dr. Martin Luther King dream stay true, stay reality. So let's get it in. Turn it up, Katy Perry, Fireworks.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Just own the night like a fire. Rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch. 10, 20s on your titties, bitch. 100 D, VIP, no guest list. T-T-Boss, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't selling bitch. Next time, too dope, I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Put your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s and them 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s and them 50s, bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Run, green got cheese like a nacho. You ain't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Niggas staring at me, don't get back. Got my shirt off, the club two packs. Two turn going up like gas. God damn, pull out my rag. Mike Jackson, nigga, yeah, I'm bad. Rat-tat-tat-tat it up in my bag. All the hoes love me, you know what it is. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s and them 50s, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch. 10, 20s and them 50s, bitch.
Throwing hundreds. Throwing hundreds.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch.
Hunnit.
Rack City, bitch, rack City, bitch.
Rack City, bitch. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And watch out for that mix that's coming out soon by Forever the Realest. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming. So, excuse me. Tonight, folks, was a definite bomb experience. You know, I wanted to try something new. I like it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do it more often on Forever Hot Topics. And I was thinking during the song break, if you have any music that you want to submit in the dump it or bump it category, you are welcome to do that. Like if you're a person that never been interviewed on my show, you're welcome to submit your music and who you are. And that way, you know, you can go from there and you can see, you know, viewer's choice, see what people are thinking about your music. You know what I'm saying? So we could go on from there. So if you want to submit your music, you can submit it to thug_miss@live.com. That's thug_ms@live.com. Make sure you leave your name and who you are. And also make sure you say either you want to be interviewed or you want to submit your music in the bump it or dump it file. Again, if you have any ideas or any suggestions in regards to Forever Hot Topics, go ahead and inbox your girl. And again, we can go from there. So it's definitely been a pleasure, folks. It's been a definite informal night, you know, everything went so well. And I'm about to get ready to head on out to the 2nd Street Jazz Cafe, 366. East 2nd Street, Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not doing nothing tonight, go ahead and come out, you know, because it's Definitely popping. Definitely popping. So next week, it's all about the ladies. You know, the topic will definitely be about, you know, women in the industry or, like, female rappers or female singers, like, whatever. It's going to be about the women. It's about, all about the ladies next week on Forever Hot Topic. So definitely tune in. Tell a friend. You know, that's definitely what it is. And Trey Love have a show tomorrow, so go ahead and check it out. You know, he has a show every Tuesday. So check out your boy. You know what I'm saying? Very talented. And it is what it is. He will be having A Boy Needs a Girl that will be hitting you January 14, 2012. You know, so get it in. Earlier in the show, I had the Dr. King special. If you missed out on the Dr. King special, you're always welcome to listen to any show that you want to after the show has been aired. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife and click on the show that you would like to listen to. Again, I would like to thank all the callers that called in tonight. You guys are blessings. I thank you for your support. You know what I'm saying? And to the artists, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to being a celebrity. It's all about, you know, people's choice, people's views. You know, you got to take the good, you got to take the bad, you got to take the everything because everybody have different opinions. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is, you know. So check out your girl, Forever the Realist, next week on Forever Hot Topics. Salute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that's a wrap. So you all have a good night and tune in again next week, Monday, 6 to 8 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Forever Hot Topics, Mayhem Monday. Get it in.